You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. We have a great show for you today. Just a fantastic show because the news, the medical news of the week is tremendous this week. Really very, very exciting and interesting. And Bridget's here and Gary Ginsburg is here in the second hour, and we have a superb guest, Dr. Pinto, to talk about, who's a otolaryngologist. That means he specializes in ear, nose, and throat surgery. He's going to talk about new data they have on how important olfaction is. What's that? That's your sense of smell, is to your rate of aging, and how to do an easy test to test your sense of smell, which also tests what your relative age is compared to others. And he'll talk about why your sense of smell is so important. Bridge, when you're there, say hello. I know she's trying to get on. In any case, the first story, which I think is a really almost a revolutionary story, is that HPV vaccine, which prevents cervical, throat, and anal cancer in people is effective for those who already have it. That is, it decreases recurrences, and it decreases cancer rates, and decreases the HPV virus showing up in other places. So if you haven't gotten it, even if you've gotten infected with HPV, up to at least age 26 in women, you should get the three-part series. This is maybe even for us who are much older, should get it. The second story is, are you a mosquito magnet? And you can blame your DNA. We'll tell you what to do about that. And that autism is linked to air pollution, but not vaccines. We'll talk about the first part of that, the lack of vaccine. The good news that the vaccines in another study were shown not to be associated with autism prevalence, even in families at high risk for autism, that is, who had a prior child with autism. So it is, this is really very important data on both HPV, and that's human papillomavirus, and on the autism risk. Inducing labor at full term may have benefits. That's a weird study, but an important one. Heroin use is higher than a decade ago. Maybe insulin. This is also unusual and unexpected. Maybe giving insulin, even oral insulin, can prevent diabetes. And the Tylenol blocks emotions, not just pain. And then what we're to do with a new HIV, different from HPV, but there's a new HIV outbreak in Indiana, what it means for you. Bridget, what's your favorite story? Because we're going to start off with that one, because I thought it was such a great new story that we hadn't even tweeted it out.
Okay, great. Hello. I'm happy to be here. And my favorite story of this week was about the notice that the FDA sent to Kind Bars, talking about how they need to change a lot of the claims that they're making because they aren't meeting what they're saying that they meet in terms of the nutritional value of their bars. Do you eat Kind Bars, Dr. Roizen?
Say it again.
Do you eat Kind Bars?
No, because they don't look very good to me. Meaning, when you looked at the data on what's in them, they had way too much sugar. They were supposed to be fruit and nuts, but they had a lot of added sugars, and I don't have anything with added sugars, whether it's a candy bar or a, if they added sugar to salmon, I wouldn't have it.
Well, obviously that's good. I think that when you even look at them, that a lot of them look like candy bars, especially the ones that have, because they sell them at Starbucks, and the ones that have the dark chocolate on the back of them are literally like the melted chocolate that you would see in a Hershey's bar or any other kind of candy bar. And that's kind of the one story that came out about this, said pretty much that kind bars are no better than candy bars in some regards, and people are being fooled into believing that they're healthier. So in March, the USDA...
And that's because of the advertising they're being fooled?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Kind has built this entire brand around a fruit and nut idea that people are thinking that it's actually just fruits and nuts because you can see, you know, the almonds intact in the bars. But really, there's a lot of other things that are added that people probably aren't reading about on the backs of the ingredient list. So the... not the USDA, but the FDA came out with a letter to the owner of Kind Bar saying that they needed to change their the nutritional value of the bars in order for them to continue making the claims that they're making. They reviewed the almond and apricot bar, the almond and coconut bar, the peanut butter dark chocolate and protein bar, and then also the dark chocolate, cherry, cashew, and antioxidant bar. And they were making claims that all of those were had no trans fat, they were a good source of fiber, and that they were antioxidant rich. And then some of them said that they were either very low in sodium or low sodium. And for example, the almond and cashew or almond and coconut bar, it had 5 grams of saturated fat per bar, and they were saying that it was low in saturated fat. And then the peanut butter, dark chocolate, and protein bar, they were saying that that was a good source of fiber with no trans fat. And the FDA found that not only was it not a good source of fiber, but it also didn't have, but it also contained trans fat. So the
So Kind bars, be careful. Read the nutrition label when you have them, and maybe we need a new brand. You know, that's also true. I was very disturbed with Cheerios, because Cheerios themselves are very healthy. But all the brands around Cheerios, like the Honey Nut Cheerios, etc., they actually have not been shown to help decrease heart disease. And because they have a lot of sugar with them, probably, and sugar that's released quickly, almost all of those other brands probably increase your risk of inflammatory disease such as heart disease, stroke, memory loss, kidney disease, as well as increasing your risk of cancer. We don't know that for sure because no one's tested them, but they have so much sugar in them that that's what is likely. And we'll come back, Bridget, to you after the break with a story about 2 weeks of drinking sugary drinks boosts your risk for something. And just 2 weeks does that. And that's of sugary drinks, so we'll come back and talk about that after the break.
Okay.
But the question that I want to talk about now is one on HPV, because it's the top story of the week. And this is that HPV vaccine is protective against the virus on multiple sites in the body, even for women or men who've been infected in the back, infected in the past. In fact, a little over 4,180 women between the ages of 18 to 25 who were either vaccinated with a HPV 16-18 vaccine or a control vaccine. They used hepatitis A, so the women all got a benefit by being in the study. The efficacy for the vaccine in all three sites was 83%. What that means is 83% of the people who got the vaccine did not get the disease, presumably because they got the vaccine. So that's pretty remarkable. There was no evidence for women who had evidence of prior HPV vaccination or infection. It was 58% protection, really remarkable, and 25% among women with active cervical HPV 16 or 18 infection. So this is really remarkable. You can prevent cancer even if you've had an HPV infection. HPV, of course, is a leading infection agent causing cancer. We'll come back and talk about that on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you an athletic person who's into fitness? Then you need to share with your friends the news about Action Energy's Sport and Fitness Energy Shot. It's made for you. Whether you're a weekend warrior or you keep a regular fitness regime, this exciting energy blend is the one. It's scientifically formulated to help sports and fitness enthusiasts increase their performance with a unique blend of caffeine, vitamin B12, electrolytes, raspberry ketones, and amino acids to help increase endurance. Now, that's the kind of sports and energy shot I like. Check out the complete line of Action Energy Nutritional Energy Shots available at selected retail stores or go to actionenergyae.com and check out the Sport and Fitness Energy Shot from Action Energy. Be the difference. ActionEnergyAE.com. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Royzen articles and health tips on Radio MD.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things, and it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me, so I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.